We're still in the first chapter of the book of Galatians. I'm enjoying teaching this book, and I hope that you're enjoying listening. This book is filled with divine truths that we all ought to hold dear to our hearts. I'm going to read from chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." In the fourth verse, Paul does not specifically state that Christ died for man's sins, but there is no doubt at all, no doubt whatsoever, that this is what he meant when he said that he gave himself for our sins. The cross and the resurrections are Paul's primary message, so that he scarcely mentions the life and ministry of Jesus. Paul's understanding of sin makes the cross indispensable. Not even a good life or a great teaching can ever atone for our sins. Not even our great life and our reading of the words of Christ can atone for our sins. Only on the cross where our Lord died was our sin atoned. A dedicated life, even that of Jesus, is not enough to atone for our sins. The purpose of giving himself is that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Taking the historic fact of the cross, Paul makes a personal and practical application. The word deliver suggests a rescue from a helpless state of being. And that's exactly what it was. We cannot save ourselves. Reading the book cannot save ourselves. Living a clean and moral life will not save us. Only the death of Christ on the cross can we be saved. This is the only place that Paul speaks of this world as being present and evil, although it is elsewhere clearly implied in his common expression, the age. His figure of speech is graphic. Men are helplessly trapped in the grip of this evil world, this evil age. But through the cross, Christ is able to save them, rescue them. Paul did not suggest that it is God's purpose to remove men from this present evil world, but to deliver them from the evil that's in this evil world, to rescue them from the power of Satan, that they may turn to God. It's significant that the apostle introduces this thought of deliverance from the power of sin, early on in his opening statements. Normally, after the apostolic blessings, the apostle gives an expression of thanksgiving to God, followed by a note of commendation for those to whom he is writing. But here, there is no such thing. Paul jumps right in with both feet and confronts them with the problem that was troubling them. Paul knew how dangerous this could be. He did not waste time back padding. He wanted to get straight to the problem. It is distinctly different here. The reference to deliverance from sin is based entirely on the death of Christ, which highlights Paul's deepest concern to denounce the false gospel that some have been preaching. Instead of commending the Galatians, Paul confesses amazement and wonder at their rejections of the grace of Christ. As a further statement of the identification of Christ with the Father, Paul adds these words, "This deliverance was according to the will of God and of our Father. Christ gave himself and would deliver men in full accord to the Father's will. And then Paul concluded with saying, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.